Well, we are so thankful to you for all that you've enabled us to do with your support. And we also want to thank God so much for bringing you a great pastor and his wife to lead this church, because we've known them for years and was always convinced of their great leadership ability. And when we heard that God had called them here, I was like, oh, I know Jim Wells. So praise God that God is leading and you know, whenever we come here, it's just great to see what God is doing in this church. This church is such a solid church, to see every spectrum of generations in this church. And as I was shaking hands this morning, I'm like, wow, this is a healthy church. So we just pray that God would use the message this morning to just keep you guys on mission to reach Grand Rapids for Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Well, anyways, let's see. Here we are, Ken and Jenner. I remember when we joined the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, and we were sitting down with a financial vice president or whoever to think about our financial package for being a missionary. And I said, well, can Jenner also have a salary, you know, that the salary that we're going to get collectively? I said, can she have some for Social Security reasons? And he said to me, does she do anything? And Jenner's like, do I do anything? I'm like, she does almost everything, okay? She's the one that does all my scheduling, all the, you know, I mean, I write the letters, she makes sure they get out on all the stuff. So yes, Jenner does probably 3/4 of what we do. I do all the preaching and stuff, but believe me, Jenner's involved. So I'm going to have Jenner come up and join me at the pulpit tonight as we share our ministry with you. And the first thing that women always love to talk about are their families. So Jenner, talk about their
Look
family.
Look at my sweet family. we just praise God. If you from the left, Chris is our oldest. Then in the back, he's married to Michael. Trish is the girl in the back. That's ours. And then over to this side, Richard and Julia are in Germany, and Ben is the one on the left with the green.
The right.
And he is a pastor also, and we live next door to him. So we are blessed. I won't tell you about all the grandchildren. There's 13 of them. We are just thankful and blessed for the ministry that they've given each of them in their families, and they're all raising their children to love the Lord. So, you know, as a grandparent, it's a wonderful thing. I'll stand right here.
Okay.
So then if I talk.
The ministry that I have, as Pastor said, it's on the back of our prayer card. I'm involved with Christian schools over in Europe and also in America, camps. We do conferences. Of course, you know I'm really involved with Lake Ann Camp. One of the things that when God persuaded us of our ministry that we weren't going to be living over in Europe, that we would still be involved with, I was enabled then to be able to still work with Lake Ann Camp. I remember telling the president of ABW at the time, I said, listen, do you mind in this ministry if I still work at Lake Ann Camp, if I do the summers for them and winter retreats? He says, are you kidding me? He says, we can't get our missionaries into camps anymore. He said, they used to have a missionary hour usually at camps, and they would have a missionary speaker. He said, they don't do that anymore. He said, so you're going to be one of the greatest things that we could add to our staff is someone that can get into camps and challenge young people for missions. So that's why we're still involved with a lot of camps, not only here but also in Europe. We do the English camp over there, and we're also involved with many of the camps in Romania where the postumas are. So we're all tied in there together in a great way. So that's kind of what we do. Oh, we also work with church planning. That was one of my heartbeats. I think missions should always be part of church planning. And it was just neat that my son was actually called to Germany to plant churches before God even called us. And so we're involved in that ministry also in Europe. Okay, one of the things that you, a year ago, you took up this project to help us build this Kuzel building. If I showed you the first pictures of this, it was nothing but a truck garage. We've added a lot, an addition to the right side of it there. and then a foyer for the auditorium. We took the three truck bays and made that into an auditorium. And this is what it looks like now. The top two floors are not finished yet, and that's what you gave, the tremendous offering you gave, so that we could plaster the top two floors. Now, they had drywalled the bottom floor, which, you know, we had to get a lot of work teams from America, and it took a long time, and the workers there, the pastors there, were just so weary. They said, man, it would be so great if we could just hire a company to come in and plaster the top two floors. And so I said, let me see what I can do. And so I talked to Bruce, and he, you know, talked to the missions committee, and you guys took that on as a project, and you raised almost $30,000, I think. And so, you know, praise God, they're finishing they have to finish the floors where they put the electricity, and the heating pipes are all in the floor. And so they have to hire a company to finish the floors. They're almost done with that, and then they're going to plaster the top two floors so that we can use the top two floors.
Anyway, I was going to say, and they're almost at the end where they're going to be getting, there's actually a ministry that wants to come in and complete the building also. So we're at the end of trying to get people from churches to come over and help with the building.
These pictures here is a picture of the auditorium. These were truck bays. There on the left, that's the auditorium. Then that foyer, that was part of the part that was added, kind of like a foyer. And there's a kitchen off of there, so it's like a fellowship hall and a foyer for Sunday mornings. And then down the hallway of this addition, the three floors, those are all rooms so that we can have camps there. That's one of my visions, is to have an English camp there when it's all finished. But we also have interns that come, and construction teams, ministry teams that come. We can house them. And there's bathrooms at the far end of this. So there'll be two floors of these rooms where people can stay. And then the third story is kind of like a half story where we can have get-togethers and, you know, camp meetings and things like that if we need to use that. These are, now this is back where my son is being a pastor. This is, Kuzel is where we're having the baptism. And the people on the left side are people from a lawyer and his wife. They came to my son's church the very first day he arrived there. My son is what he was able to do was go to a town of called St. Wendell. And they had nine people left. They were going to close their doors. And they came to Pastor Lando, who was pastor of the church in Kuzel, where the building project is. They said, if you don't help us, we're going to close our doors. We're going to dissolve the church. And he says, well, you have a small group of people and a building, so don't do that. He said, I have a young man from America coming over, and we're going to perhaps put him in there as the pastor. And so they did that. The very first Sunday my son arrived, this young couple, lawyer and his wife, showed up, and they said, we've been looking for a church, and we just saw this, they just put out a new website, and so, you know, talk about one of the signs of God opening up doors and encouraging them right from the beginning. So Sam and his wife came and joined the church there in St. Wendell. The other great thing is Sam speaks perfect English. He's a very smart guy. And he does all my translation when I go over to preach. And he's so good at it. He says, I don't even have to think about translation. It's just so natural to me. So when I preach, I don't feel like I have anybody translating. It's just a wonderful gift from God. One day I was sharing an illustration at English camp. And he knew the illustration I was talking about something that God did at our churches back in Kuzel and St. Wendell. And as I was telling the story, he started crying because he knew the story. He was breaking up before I was. And so I'm like, wow, we're really connected when we do this preaching. So Sam's a blessing. The baptism you see there, this is a portable baptism that they have that they can take and set it up. Those little children standing there were from a Catholic family. They came, they heard about that we baptized by immersion. So they asked if they could come and witness this baptismal service. They came, these little kids, their little kids were like, what's going on up there? And so the pastor was like, oh, come on up and you can see. And so they stood around and watching us. And so this is one of the blessings of seeing God work. And Jenna, you want to talk about?
Yeah, and Julia developed a women's ladies gathering on for tea or coffee about once every other month. And so usually when I go there, I have the privilege of speaking to the women and, of course, being translated too, which is very different when you have to be translated.
That's their the building on the right, down the right-hand corner. That is the building that my son has there in St. Wendell. Of course, I don't know, do you recognize the place on the left there? That is the new camp property.
And we know you're praying for that already.
One of the privileges we got was when we were in Romania this past year, this past fall, Andrew and Leah invited us. They said, come and see our new property. And once the Kuzel project is done, which is very close to being done, then we've got to take on this project of getting buildings built on this camp property. So we got to see it this year. Andrew and Leah took us there with another couple that that works with ABWE on their camp team. And we got to see this property. And I'm telling you, I actually took some videos of it, and I might see if I can get those given over to the people that do the video stuff. And maybe you can see, I kind of narrated, like, this is the left side of the valley, and this is the right side. And it's just a beautiful piece of property. Has a beautiful lake on it, some walnut groves. And it's just, I mean, God has given them this gorgeous piece of property. So anyways, we also get to work with other pastors in Romania. This young man here is a pastor that came to Lake Ann many years ago. Andrew Postumus said, you need to go and see what's happening at Lake Ann. So he came in 2007, and we got to meet, his name is Emma DeJoux, and got to meet him. At that time, he was working with one of the churches in the inner city, Bucharest, and now he has his own church. And so this church that I'm speaking at, we were there this past fall, is the oldest Baptist church in Romania. It was started by the Germans back in 1855. So there's kind of a tie in there, and kind of a neat blessing that I'll tell you, at one time the Germans were the ones that were sending people all over Europe planting churches. And the Baptists were probably the most aggressive, even more than the Lutherans at the time. So there's a lot of neat history there in Romania. And down here at the right, that's the cut that goes through. They actually, in this new property to the camp, they excavated a cut through this big hill that was there, so that when you come into the camp property, you come in and there's this valley, and you can see both up the left and the right side, up and down this valley. It's just such a beautiful entrance, and so we praise God for what He's doing, and we got to get those buildings built there. Amen. So maybe that'll be another project you could take on in the future. We also, I've had a ministry in Argentina many years. I think I've been there 12 times over since 1992, and I've done camps and conferences in Argentina. And we had a crew that came over when I shared. There's a huge German heritage in Argentina. I don't know if you knew that, huge Italian and German influence in Argentina. And so when we were showing our slides, our presentation to the people in Argentina, they saw that we were building this building in Kuzel. And so there was two guys in construction in Argentina that came to me afterwards and said, could we go over and help build the building in Kuzel? And we said, yeah, that'd be great. So the Argentine people, now they have been reached by the fellow on the left there, your left, is Ron Self, and he's planted 9 churches in Argentina. Very successful missionary. And so he, they've always been, missionaries needing missionary, or they've always been churches needing missionaries to come and help them. This is the first time they said, you know what, let us be missionaries and help the German people. And so both of these guys had German heritage. One actually spoke German. And so they came over and they helped put the roof on the foyer part in the auditorium and did a great job because they understand their construction is a lot like the German construction. And so they came over. And so when they went home, they did a presentation of the need for missionaries in Argentina or in Germany. So these two young people in the middle with us there, Mattia and Loida, they were called to missions. And one of the things Jenner and I are doing is trying to get young people to go over and be missionaries in Germany. These two young people, this young couple in Argentina heard that presentation. Their hearts are moved. And after that presentation, they said, we think God's calling us to Germany. Mm-hmm. So here we are. They came over with their pastor, Ron Self, and they brought them to St. Wendell and Kusel to take a look. And they are now planning. They're raising their support right now. They're learning German, mm-hmm. and they are going to come over to Germany to be missionaries.
And one thing they want to do is they want to work with the Muslims, because one of the things Ken didn't tell you is that at the Kusel ministry, they're reaching a lot of Muslims. And so they're going to be able to really be another couple to work with the Muslims.
That's one of the neat things is it wasn't too neat for Germany, but when all those refugees came, you know, when mm-hmm. they had a million and a half refugees come into their country, they had to distribute them all over the country. And Kusel was one of the main places. They put 600 of these refugees there. And instead of the church being like, oh, no, Muslims, they reached out to them. Mm-hmm. And they gave them jobs to work on the building there in Kusel. They started befriending them. The pastor had them over to his house. One time he thought he had about 18 of these Muslim refugees coming to his house for dinner. 31 showed up. Mm-hmm. And so they right now are having weekly Bible studies, 38 of these refugees coming to these Bible studies. Mm-hmm. 18 of them have gotten saved. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we think will really work very well is for Mattia and Loida to work with them. It's hard for me to say these names because I'm not Spanish. But so we see God just really doing a lot of things in Germany there. Another one of our ministries, of course, is to work at Lake Ann Camp. And we don't have to explain anything to you because we know you know about Lake Ann Camp. This is, I get to preach there. And, of course, on Tuesday nights we have fight night. Who remembers fight night? All you young people. Tuesday night we have fight night. And I dress up like Superman. And I do that on purpose because for some kids that have never been to camp and they look at the speaker like this old guy that's stuffy and so I try to break down some of the, the inhibitions that they might have and show them that even a speaker can have a good time. I don't run around as fast as I used to, but I'm still put on the Superman outfit. Down here at the right-hand corner are some young men that I've been praying for that are going into ministry and as I learned or got to know them at Lake Ann Camp. Okay, you want to say anything? And the picture up in the right-hand corner, at the top there, that, of course, is Friday night. We bring all the groups together, and we have one big, huge, wonderful Friday night farewell session.
I'll say something about my first.
Okay, go ahead.
These are pictures of different people that have come from other countries. On the left-hand side.
To Lake Ann Camp.
To Lake Ann Camp. We invited them to come, all right? And so up here at the right-hand corner, I'm going to tell you about Marcos. Marcos was actually at a camp in Argentina, and he was a counselor down there when we went last year. And so we said, you should come and be a counselor at Lake Ann Camp. And he said, I think I'm going to do it. So he contacted us. A lot of times people say they're going to do it and they don't. But he said, we're going to do it. I'd love to do it. So he came. He became a counselor at Lake Ann Camp. And he was he's just a wonderful servant of the Lord. He really wants to be a missionary to go to China. But he came to Lake King Camp, and we were so blessed that he ended up being our, we have two grandsons that were junior campers this past year, and he was their counselor. And I didn't even negotiate it. I mean, I didn't go and say, please, can he be our counselor? When I found out, I'm like, yeah, I was so excited. And he's been so sweet. And I had just emailed him a little while ago, say, how are you doing? And I sent them a picture of him with the two grandsons. And he said, oh, I've been praying for them. And I'm like, oh, isn't that sweet, you know? So we are just so thankful that the ministry in Argentina also came to Lake Ann Camp.
Then the two young men down at the other corner, they were teachers in a Christian school in Stuttgart, Germany. When I met them one time and spoke at their school, they gave me a tour of their facility, which is beautiful. I'll tell you, the Christian schools in Europe are exploding, okay? It's really neat. That's a great way to reach out to unsaved people. But anyway, so I was visiting their school and speaking there, and they gave me a tour. And one of the corners of their property, they were building a challenge course. And they said, yeah, we're building this challenge course like we have at Lake Ann. And I said, well, do you know how to use it? And they're like, not really. They said, people told us it'd be a neat tool to have, but we don't know how to use it. I said, you need to come to Lake Ann to our training. And so they came for the 2 weeks of training, and they said that was one of the most wonderful things that they did and learned, you know, how to facilitate facilitator training and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we stayed in contact with them. I'm going to be going back to that school next fall to speak. And also one of them said, well, could you come and speak at my church also? So, you know, God gives you great friends as you get in the ministry. Oh, and then Fraser Kay, the picture on the left, he is a pastor in England. He's had me come and speak at his church, and he is a tremendous speaker. I had him come and do the mornings for one of the weeks of camp when he was on a sabbatical, so he came to the United States, so he's been influenced much by Lake Ann, too. Okay, go ahead.
English camp we do every year, and it's in October. It's a different week in October every year because in Germany, they always have 2 week fall break. And so it varies every year when they're going to have it because they want everybody in Germany that has this 2 week break, it can't be at the same time. So they stagger it with the school systems. So this year, you know, we've had people from your church come to our English camp, and this year was probably one of the hardest years for us to try to find staff to come. Andrew, the Postumas weren't going to come because they had to go to a conference. And we were just like, oh, Lord, please help us. And at the end, we end up having a very small staff. And it was probably, like I said, one of the hardest. But then at the end, God just really blessed. And this is the group of kids this year. We had a theme of a cowboy theme. One of the things that happened.
This was our fight night.
Yeah, this is our fight night. What happened was they were so little staffed on the German side also. They were having a hard time finding staff. And the person, so what we did was they asked the Americans if they would do the fight night. And so we said, yeah, we'll do it. And we ended up doing a cowboy theme, and it ended up being God was with us. You know, we were like, God, please help us. And another, I guess I won't tell them about Dan until you do the
other one. Tell them about Dan.
Okay. So one other thing we'd go to is we go to a conference in Hungary. And when we were there, because Andrew Postuma wasn't going to be with us, because he actually helped Ken speak a little bit, because Ken's getting older, and if he has to speak like 11 times in 1 week, it's a lot, okay? It's a lot. And so I'm trying to look out for my husband. And so when we were at this conference in Hungary, I see this young man. He's not really young. He's like 49, but he speaks to youth. And you know when you get this little voice in your brain like, maybe I should ask Dan if he could come to the English camp. Has that ever happened to you? God gives you this little voice. Ask this person something. So I said, Ken, we need to ask Dan if he can come to the English camp and help you. And so we asked him. He looked at his schedule. And he said, I can come. So Dan came to this English camp. He's the cowboy right there on the front row. Ken's the cowboy in the back. And So anyways, it was just a neat to see how God put it together for us.
And another blessing of the English camp, as you know, Andrew and Leah, they went to Romania to do camps. They do camps in Moldova, Ukraine, Romania. And as we joined the ABWE team, we needed help. I'm not a very good organizer. You know, I can tell people Lake Ann Camp works. And so I took some interns the first year we did the camp. I took some interns to help us. But we just needed some refining. And so we got Andrew and Leah to come with their team. They brought a bunch of the people from Romania. And they came, and they really were able to teach the Germans so much better than I could. Mm-hmm. Because Andrew understands camping. He understands, you know, the ABCs. And so he came and has been just a tremendous help out the last 4 or 5 years mm-hmm. that we've been doing the camp. And this year he couldn't come. So we were like, oh, man, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. But so God provided Dan Bishop to come and help us this year. But I just want you to know Andrew and his team, he is doing a great job. He just is so good about helping people understand how to do camping the right way. So he's been a real blessing to us in this English camp. This is the 8th year we've done it. And Jenner, you want to tell them how God started the English camp?
Yes. In 2009, a pastor's son came to Lake Ann Camp. He spent 2 weeks there. 2009 was our first time going over as missionaries, and he said, oh, come back and visit our family. And so we said, okay, we'll do that. And so when we went to their house to visit, meet his parents, the parents said, what, you sent back a new man, young man. He was so on fire for God. When he left Germany, he was not on fire for God, but when he came back, he was. And it was because of his time, his 2 weeks at Lake Ann Camp. It just turned his life around. So as we're sitting at the breakfast table with them, Agnes said, you know, I've been praying for 20 years that we could have an English camp with not a British-speaking English, but an American-speaking English. And, you know, she didn't say, would you be it? Would you like to come? Because she was almost like too embarrassed to ask him if he would like to do this. And so Ken was like, well, I would like to do this. And she said, you would? He said, yes, I'm trying to say, God, you have called me into missions. What are you having me do at this point? And so she said, well, this afternoon we are going to take you to see some old stones or castles, or would you rather go see the camp that there's like several churches in the area, they support a camp. Well, what did Ken Rudolph say? Take me to the camp. So that happened in 2009. They took Lake Ann interns over in 2010. 2011 was our first camp. And so we've been having it since 2011. So it's just been such a neat, neat ministry for us to see kids that were campers in 2011, and now they are the staff now. It's awesome.
Yeah, one of the activities we had for fight night there this year in the English camp was to do a paper mache cowboy. And so that's what...
They did a good job, didn't they? I was, like, really impressed with their outfits.
And then, of course, I'm just speaking there in their auditorium. Then the other picture in the corner is a picture of two young ladies that, through our English camp, really got close to God, and they said, we want to come over and experience Lake Ann Camp. So they both have come over have gone to camp, and the Reborn Ranger experience. Mm-hmm. So it's been... really neat how God has connected those ministries. The building down here, that is the building that we have. It's like a 25,000 square foot building. The camps there are a little bit different than what we have. We usually have like individual buildings all over, cabins here and cabins there. This is like a conference center. And so that's why we're able to have this camp in the middle of October. It gets pretty cold there in October, but because it's all in one building, the cafeteria is connected to the rooms and the meeting rooms, and so it's just a fantastic building. You see this building here is painted this beautiful kind of yellow gold. It's just gorgeous, but only half of the building's painted. We need a project to finish the other half of the building, and so we're approaching our churches. We've I've approached 9 churches already about helping us with this project to give $1,000 each. We have 8 churches already that said we'll do it. So we're going to be able to really encourage this camp in painting the building. This group over here on the left side, that was all of our German and American counselors this year that were with us. And so that was the staff. You see, this is the part of the building that's not painted yet. So that's why we need to paint that. All right. We also, as I said, we have a ministry and camps down in Argentina. All these kids in this picture are from those 9 churches that Ron Self planted. And I mean, this is just some. The first time I went down there, we had 50 teens and adults. I mean, it was like one church. And 1992, they just had one church, 50 people. It was like a family camp. And now they're having their own youth camps with over 100 kids coming to it. Mm-hmm. So we just thank God for that ministry. And
once again, has been really neat for Ken. When he first went in 92, the kids were like 5 years old running around, and now they're the leaders at the camp.
Yeah, these kids up in the right-hand corner there, that was the staff that ran the camp a year ago when I was there. I go about every other year now to do this camp. And these young people, they were like 5 years old, little kids running around the camp back in 1992. They have stayed faithful to the Lord. A couple of these little kids got married, and now they have these like 7 young couples in this church that they were just little kids when I first started going there. And so it's such a blessing to see them rise up and be leaders in the church there now. And so we just have a great time with them, and they remember me when they were little kids, and so we just have a great relationship. And these are just some of the campers there at the camp this past year. Another thing God has led us to do is work in Christian schools in Europe. Back in 2005, I was invited to come and speak at this ACSI conference, Student Leadership Conference. These are young people that come from all the Christian schools from around Europe, the Association of Christian Schools International. That's what ACSI stands for. And so I thought, wow, this is really neat. It was the same year we were going to be going back to speak in some places in Germany and Austria. And so we went and did this conference, and at that time there's about 300 students that came from 18 different countries from Europe. And it's a conference that's done in English, so, you know, I didn't even have to have a translator. And so everybody has to be able to speak English to come to this conference. And this is before God had called me. I'm standing in front of 300, teenager students from all over Europe, and I'm like, wow. One of the things I always did at Lake Anna is challenge young people to go over, foreign countries and bring people, to preach the gospel. God hit me with this thought, what if I could inspire Europeans to do it? And that was, God started stirring my heart about working with not just American young people to be missionaries, but what if you work with the nationals? And so God opened this door for us. This past year, this conference has grown. This year there was 400 students from all over Europe that were there. I think this was the 6th or 7th time I think I spoke at this conference. And so when God called me to missions, one of the things was that I talked to ABWE was, I still would like to work with ACSI, because the first time they heard me, all these schools that came to this conference, they said, could you come to our school? Mm-hmm. So we've been in Russia, we've been in Portugal, we've been in Turkey, we've been in Czech Republic, Austria, Albania. Germany, we've just, God has just really opened up doors for us. One of the things that I wanted to read for you tonight is in Exodus chapter 3, when when God called Moses, and he says, I want you to go to Pharaoh and deliver my people. And verse 10, it says of chapter 3, come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, bring them. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, but I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. You know, sometimes when God calls us, we're not certain, like, just exactly how, what's this going to look like? Remember when God called me to missions, I'm like, God, I'm willing to go, but how do I know that you really called me? And God kind of said, when, you know, to Moses, when you come back, when you bring the people out and you will worship on it, you'll know that it was really my call. And I know when God called me to do this, and I said, God, you know, you're going to have to open these doors for me. And I go back to Europe, and the, like Jenner said, this pastor's wife said, we want you to do our English camp. I'm like, there's an open door. And then I spoke at this conference, and they're like, we want you to come and speak at our school. One of the stories was when 2009, we just opened up our ministry with ABWE, and I spoke at this conference there in Hungary. And I said, well, God, you know, if you're going to open up some doors, show me that you really want me to do this. So we had a family that had been in English camp in Germany that invited us to come and stay with them one night. So after we did this conference in Hungary, we went back they picked us up at the airport in Dusseldorf, and we got in the car and they said, hey, our principal wants you to speak at our school, our Christian school. And I said, how do they know me? And they said, well, they had some young people at this conference you just spoke at. They came back, the kids came back, and they told the principal, we want Ken Rudolph to come and speak in our school. And he says, well, I don't know Ken Rudolph. I don't know how to get in touch with them. This family that goes to that school overheard them talking. They said, well, we know Ken Rudolph. He's going to be at our house. They said, no, you don't know what you're talking about. They said, this guy was a speaker. Like, no, he's coming to our house. And they're like, are you kidding me? They said, well, tell him we want him. I was like, God, I am worshiping on this mountain. You called me, and I'm seeing you. You're doing it. I'm not doing it. And then their church there, they're like, we want you to come and do a conference at our church too. And I'm like, God, you're opening up these doors. And that's how we knew God had really called us. I was sure when he called me into missions, but then he says, you'll really know when you worship on this mountain. And we've seen God do that in our lives over and over again. So this has been such a blessing to be part of this conference and to be invited to all these schools to speak afterwards. I'll go back here. I just want you to know, this next spring I'll be speaking after I spoke this past year at the conference there in Hungary. Some schools that have been there for the first time from the Netherlands, you know, everybody's excited about the Netherlands. They came to us. Now, these schools, let me tell you, there's one in Rotterdam, it's a Christian school, 1,700 students. Okay, there's another one, I don't know the town, I can't pronounce the name of the town, 4,000 students. 4,000 students. And let me tell you what, they preach the gospel there. The Christian schools are growing because people want their kids, even if they're not religious, they're like, we want them to learn morals. And so the Christian schools in Europe are exploding. And so this school of 4,000, they came to me and said, man, we love your preaching. Would you come and do a conference at our school? And then the school of 1,700, we'd been there before, they said, can we get in on this? So we're going to be doing a week of going to these different schools in the Netherlands preaching. So God's just opening doors for us. It's just a wonderful thing. This is a number of years ago, I think this...
2012,
when I was asked to be the speaker, and I spoke, and I'm just used to giving invitations. I gave an invitation.
Well, he did David and His Mighty Men, and it's like one of the favorite sermons that he preaches at Lake Ann Camp.
And so I said, if you want to reach your country for Jesus Christ, come forward. And all these kids came forward, and afterwards, the leader of this conference said, I'm telling you what, invitations don't work in Europe. Kids don't respond to invitations. I'm sorry, you know.
But you know what was funny, too? When he was giving the invitations, some of the leaders said, can we come forward, too? And they did. Ken said, yeah, come on up. So it was a very, very touching, special thing for all these kids to experience that.
Yeah, when the Lord really works. We're just seeing God do some great things, you know, touching the hearts of young people. And so we just really enjoy what we do. These are some of the schools we're in. Vienna, Czech Republic, oh no, that's Germany. This one's in the Black Forest. That one is Czech Republic. That's Romania. And we also do retreats. Well, we're running out of time here. Retreats and conferences. Some of the Christian school. This is one of the ones, the ABW conference, I think. This is the one for Eastern Europe, which Kelly Fath would be in charge of. And so we sometimes, that was about 4 years ago. They need speakers for the missionary kids. And so anyways, now we want to give you some prayer requests. I don't know if we have any more. That's it.
Yeah,
right.
We just have the building. I'm just going to give you a couple of prayer requests that we have. First of all, to pray for the completion of the Kusel building, for their internship program. They're always looking for young people that want to come and spend 2 years there to learn the language and then to work in the church to see if they would like to stay in Germany to serve. Pray for the Muslim outreach in Germany, in Kusel. Richard's church has gone from 9 to about 40 to 50 people, which we praise God for, but they need a new facility. So we're praying for a new facility, and it's very difficult to find something new there. We need you to pray for Matea and Luida to go to Germany to raise their support in missions. We're also talking to a young couple who's interested in taking, he's an engineer, he wants to find a job in Germany and work with a church. So we're hoping maybe in Berlin that he could do that. We're going to meet him in Berlin in the spring. And then the other thing that Ken, one of the gifts that God has given Ken is connecting people with people. And when we were over this past year visiting some friends in Switzerland, he is very, very involved with they're from Vienna, and they're very involved with this Christian university in Vienna that they would like to connect with an American university. And Ken went to Cedarville to talk to them about connections. So we really want you to pray that if this is something of the Lord, that that would be a connection too. And then one other thing, we're very involved with our local church too. When Ken travels more than I do, but when we're there, we have a ministry with like three couples we're mentoring. And I work with a young gal that I meet for Bible study, and I don't know if she's saved, so I'd pray that she would get saved, okay? I mean, I don't usually share that with churches, but that would be wonderful. Her name is Carrie.
And then, of course, last but not least is pray for the camp in Romania. Mm-hmm. They need their own facility because they, you know, I've traveled with them as they rent these places. I'm like, oh, my Lord, you know. Please get us our own facility. And so that's really heavy on our hearts. You pray for that camp in Romania. And you should be very proud of your church that's raised up a lot of missionaries that are doing great works for the Lord. So anyways, we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. And we thank you for letting us be part of your family. So let's close in a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for all that you do. We pray that you continue to give us health and strength, and Father, to be in love with you, that we will have the joy of the Holy Spirit to go and tell the world about this great gift you gave to us in your Son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And Father, I pray especially for the young people in Europe that are so far from you, so mm-hmm. lacking any knowledge of your word, and are just so tied up in their own lives of worldliness. And God, just raise up more Martin Luther's, and to take the gospel and to just reform the great continent of Europe, Father. And Lord, we pray for all those refugees and Muslims that are there, Lord. They need to get saved. Mm-hmm. And we just ask you to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.